They read just a minute ago from James about trials and things that test our faith. Last week, we began kind of a series of lessons, and we talked about when God, sometimes when God doesn't make sense, and we kind of put a part one to it, and then we're going to make a part two today. We talked last week about some things that even though when it seems God is far, far away, He's actually right there. And we talked about how much God loves you, even though when you go through trials and things that test your faith, these are times in which God still loves you. You're not being punished. Trials are not something that come because you've done something wrong. Sometimes bad things just happen. The problem is it really tests our faith sometimes. I began to think back this week at two or three times, and there's been more than two or three, I'll be honest with you. Two or three times in my past, even in the recent years, that my faith was really tested, that it really just took a shot. It made me stop and look inside at who I am and what I believe and what I think. And two or three of those things that I thought about was a couple of them that involved death. One of them was the mother of about a 16-year-old beautiful baby girl that we had just loaded her little baby on Lifestar, and that helicopter was leaving, and she looked me in the eyes and she said, "Tell me that God won't take my baby." And I couldn't answer her question at that time, and it shook me. I remember a time when I did a funeral for a young lady that had three small children. She had had some struggles with depression. She had had some struggles with medication that she had got addicted to. She was as normal a middle-class, blue-collar group of people as you would ever find. And somewhere in there, she tried to reach out for help. She took too many pills, and instead of reaching out for help, it took her life. And I remember doing the funeral. And there has never been a funeral that I've done in the past that has been more intense, with more questions and more struggles over the why would this happen than that funeral right there. I remember even thinking back two or three years ago when I struggled through some cancer, that I remember asking some tough questions to God that had to deal with my faith. Things like, "Lord, if I'm supposed to be such a great man of faith, why am I so scared through all these things?" Our faith throughout life is always going to be under fire. There's always going to be things that twist us, that stretch us, that strengthen us, and then just sometimes make us wonder why. I think about Moses. That guy crossed my mind. He didn't want the job of leading the children of Israel out of Egypt, didn't want it. And when God finally said, "I'll take care of you, here, throw your staff down," it turns into a snake, and Moses is thinking, "Okay, here's my answer, here's my snake, I'm going before Pharaoh, and you can't do this." And Pharaoh says, "Why should I listen to you?" And Moses throws his snake down, or his staff down, it turns into a snake, and then the guys who are with Pharaoh, the magicians, throw their staffs down, and they also turn into snakes. And I can't help but think Moses must have felt violated. You know, this was my ace card, and these guys are doing the same thing. It must have been tough. And sometimes our faith just seems to be like, you know, I do everything I can, and then things just don't work like I wanted them to. I want to share with you two or three things this morning that when your faith is under fire, that you can really grasp your roots to, that your faith can draw deep and say, "Here's what I'm going to hold on to." And I'd like to give you two or three thoughts. One, first, right off the bat, is when my faith is under fire, I'm going to trust God, even though life and God and faith and everything that I understand is not making any sense right now. that I am going to trust God, that He has been faithful to me in the past, and I know He's going to be faithful to me again. I'm going to trust Him when things just don't make sense. You remember Abraham in Genesis chapter 12 when God came to Abraham and He said, Abraham, I know this is your family and these are your people. I know that this is where you live. And I know this is where you built your roots and this is where you're going to plan on staying and retiring. But Abraham, I'd really like you to get up and move. And you just get all your stuff packed up and you take off. And then I'll tell you when you get to the place where I want you to stop. That must have taken so much faith. Abraham must have had so many questions of, you know, can you not tell me ahead of time where we're going? Do you not know we're leaving the not only the comforts, but the security of our clan and our people, that you're taking me out into the open where I very well may lose my life and my wife and my family because you want me to go? There must have been so many things that did not make sense to Abraham. And yet, what did he choose to do? He chose to trust God. I think of a few chapters later on down, about chapter 22, when God told Abraham to take his only son, Isaac, and take him to the mountains of Moriah and to sacrifice him there to Him. That makes no sense. That goes against everything in Abraham's faith and belief and logic to do just that. You don't kill something you love. You don't do something that goes against the law. You don't break the law. You don't murder things. And then it goes against logic. Why in the world would God have me do this? But what did Abraham do? He trusted God when it didn't seem to make sense. There's a lot of times in my life that things, I'm just going to sit back and I'm going to go, Lord, this makes no sense. It makes no sense why these things are happening. And the best we can do is trust. We can sink our roots deep into knowing that that's so. Love the story about the man who every morning would stick his head into his neighbor's apartment door and go, hey, what's the good word today? And his neighbor would take his tuning fork and he would pong it on the bench and play middle C. And he'd go, ah, middle C is still middle C today. And every day they would do that. And every day he'd tong his old pitchfork on there and they'd go, oh, good words, middle C is still middle C. It doesn't matter what the guy upstairs sings. He sings off key and that's not middle C. It doesn't matter that the woman across the hall, she plays her piano and she thinks she's playing middle C, but it's off, not quite middle C. What matters is I know that middle C is still middle C today, just like it was yesterday and just like it's going to be tomorrow. It doesn't change. You know, God's kind of our middle C is what He is. The good word, God's still God. God's still God. And it doesn't matter what somebody tells you over here or somebody tells you over there, God doesn't change. He's still solid every day, no matter what circumstance that you're going through, it never changes. You can always trust Him. Your relationships may change, your health may change, your job may change, but the one thing that won't change is God. And you can trust Him when things don't make sense. Let me give you a second thing. The second thing that you need to catch when things just aren't making sense, when your faith is under fire, that God will deliver us. But if not, we still need to remain faithful. I love this point. God can deliver you from whatever it is. But even if He doesn't, choose to remain faithful. Do you remember the story in Daniel chapter 3 of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? What an amazing story. One of the best verses there is one that we overlook. We spend too much time thinking, not too much time, but we put our focus on the wrong spot, on where God does save them. The amazing thing in the story is that there's three Jewish boys, and they say, we're not bowing down to this idol that you've made, king. And the king says, I'll give you another shot. If you'll come here, and if you'll bow down, I won't kill you. And you remember what the boys say? They said, Lord, they said, King, our God is able to save us from your fiery furnace over here. But then they said, but even if he doesn't, we will still choose to serve him. There is power in that verse. They said, you may kill us, but that doesn't change the fact. God has got the power to save us, but it doesn't change the fact that we're still going to be faithful. We're still going to remain faithful, no matter what. That job can crash. That health can go downhill. Life can come to an end. Choose to remain faithful. God can save you from all those things, but if he doesn't, still choose to be faithful. Like Nadab, or like Abednego, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You remember what Jesus prayed when he said, Lord, if there's any way, let this cup pass from me. But Lord, not my will, but your will be done. You know what Jesus was saying? He said, Lord, you got the power to save me. You got the power to do anything. But I'm going to do what it is that you want, and I'm going to be faithful to you no matter what. So in all things, no matter when how bad your faith is, no matter how bad life gets, remain faithful to God. Remain faithful to God. There was an old boy that was scared to death of crowds. He couldn't handle any time getting in a place. You probably know some folks. I know two or three folks like that. Couldn't handle. He could never get into a place like this because he was claustrophobic. The walls and the people just surrounded him. He just could not stand it. And then he got together with a golf buddy of his. And his golf buddy helped him work through some of it. The golf buddy told him, said, you know what? It's kind of like when I get off in the rough. And he said, I got to hit my ball through all the trees back into the fairway. He said, I don't focus on all the trees that are in front of me. I focus on the openings that I can hit my ball through. You know, that guy began to work through some things, the one with claustrophobia. He began to work through some things, and when he'd get in crowds, instead of focusing on the people, he'd focus on the openings that he could get out of there if he needed to get out of there. You know, sometimes we spend our time focusing on our fear when our faith is wavering and not on the solution. We don't measure the size of the mountain instead of talking to the one that can move it. Instead of trying to carry the world on our shoulders, we need to talk to the one who has the universe on his. We need to learn to remain faithful. There's a third thing I want you to catch that we can take hold of when things get tough and we seem to ask questions. The thing is that God wants us to hang strong till the end, even when we feel like giving up. Doesn't that make sense? There will be times when we feel like, don't you remember David in the Psalms? How many times it just sounded like, Lord, I'm just ready to throw up my hands. And yet he remained strong. I love the song, Onward Christian Soldier. Marching on to war, you know, even to the bitter end, even when we feel like giving up. Hebrews chapter 11 is chock full of men and women who were men and women of faith that hard times came upon, and yet they chose to remain faithful to the very end. The whole chapter is full, and I hope that you'll read that. You know, in funerals, sometimes we look at all the wrong things. You know, we sit back at funerals. I think we do funerals wrong sometimes. I think we do them right in areas, but we do funerals wrong in some ways also. For the child of God who has lived a life and has died, man, that should be such a celebration. And we are sad, and I understand that we're sad, but there's so much to celebrate over sadness. We oftentimes have tears of sadness, and we miss out on the tears of joy. You know, Jesus did a funeral once. It was his own. You see, he had just told the apostles that he was going to die. They were going to hang him on a tree. And they looked for comfort. Just like when people come to funerals, they want to know about death. And they say, tell us about death. Tell us what we can expect. Tell us what we know. Tell us about death. And Jesus said, let me tell you about death. Let me tell you about what's going to happen. And you know what Jesus' words were? Jesus' words of what Jesus said was, trust in God, trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would not have told you. And I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'm going to come back and get you to take you to be with me where I am. John chapter 14, 1 through 4. There's no sadness in that. But there is the idea of trusting in God and trusting in Jesus and remaining faithful. The 23rd Psalm, man, it is just an amazing psalm. We have read that psalm at more gravesides than probably any other passage in the Bible. And you remember the last part of that? Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. And then what will happen? Do you remember? And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And there's no sadness there. But there is a call to remain faithful, even when you feel like giving up, even when you feel like giving in. There'll be lots of things in our spiritual walk that's going to question why we're doing what we're doing, why we think what we think. Trust God when things don't make sense. And whatever you do, God's got the power to save you. But even if He doesn't, you still remain faithful. All the way to the end. All the way to the end. We'll offer an invitation this morning, and if you need to respond, we can pray with you, for you. You're ready to become a Christian. Anything we can do to help you, we want to help any way possible. If you just need to talk to somebody, we can direct you to the right person to talk to. If you want to know more about faith, more about becoming a Christian, any of those things, we want to help every way we can. But please don't leave here this morning with a need that we can help you with that you just won't tell us. If you'd like to respond during this invitation, we'd like to encourage you to come while we stand and sing this song.